Testimony of an Ex-Satanist by Jonas Lukundumbala III. This testimony is the third part in a series of 13. And the 10th day after the fast, I went to the river. I uttered some incantations relating to the great ladies of the sea. And after that, a mermaid came out of the river. It was around 1 a.m. And when I was at the bank, it was this mermaid who was to show me the way that leads to the world of Pol Ayun. She asked me to join her in the river. I went down in the water, and I joined her. Here the brother describes everything this mermaid asked him to do. When I was at the bottom of the water, it was no longer spiritually, it was really physically, with the body I still have today. At the bottom of the water, there was a large crocodile in front of me. And this crocodile was the means of transport to the world of Pol Ayun. It opened its mouth, I went in and it swallowed me. It was the one to drop me off somewhere on the road. This road was very beautiful and asphalted. The world of Lucifer is very beautiful compared to this world in which we live. But there is another place which is even more beautiful than the world of Satan. It is the one that the Lord Jesus went to prepare for us. Beloved, do not try to hold on to this world, because you may miss the most important thing. As children of God, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And this wonderful place, I saw it with my own eyes the day of my deliverance. When the Lord Jesus got me out of the astral world, He led me there. That is why I said that while I am still on this earth, I will do my best not to miss this wonderful place. You too, do not try to hold on to this world. We are only pilgrims on this earth. The place reserved for us is the one that Jesus has already prepared. So while I was moving forward, I found myself in front of a gate. I presented the yellow token that they had given me and they made me get through. When I was on the other side, there was a black car that came, one door was opened and they asked me to come in. When I was in the car, while we were moving forward, I looked at the man who drove me. He had neither a head nor a neck. We were with him and he took me to Helena. When I arrived, I found four identical women, with the same morphology and the same clothes, and that's where I found Helen. Once the three others had left, I said to Helen, "Now that your friends have left, it is time to sleep together." And this demonic woman told me, "You and I have not got married yet, so we don't have the right to sleep together." Beloved, I was really touched by that. It was a demon that was telling me that. She told me that as long as she and I had not concluded a marriage, we do not have the right to sleep together. See what the so-called engaged Christians do today. Some consummate marriage before the wedding. This is sexual immorality. And the Bible tells us to flee from sexual immorality. God says, flee from sexual immorality because behind sexual immorality there are very serious consequences. When you look at my arm at this level, there is a scar. It was not caused by a human being, but by Lucifer himself. He wounded me and my blood flowed into a chalice. When the chalice was full, Lucifer drank my blood in my presence. He gave me 406 demons that had to be at my service. I would like to make an important digression. I had 406 demons at my service. But when I met Jesus, all the 406 demons fled, and I'm free now and today my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You too, if you call upon Jesus, the demons that are bothering you will flee and leave you alone. After he did that to me, my right arm became the seat of my power. I could carry Lucifer in my body, and he could incarnate in me. When I was walking, people would see me, but in reality, it was Lucifer that they were seeing. Lucifer is a big whoremonger. When he was in my body, he was leading me straight towards hotels and young ladies. And even if it was me that the girls were seeing, it was in fact with Lucifer that they were sleeping without knowing it. There are girls who have already slept with Lucifer without knowing it. Because I was not the only Satanist in whom Lucifer could incarnate. Be careful of sexual immorality. Giant demons enter into the life of a person through sexual intercourse. When I took this woman, I came back home, and after that, she also visited me. She came to visit me every even day of the week. She even gave me prohibitions among which, apart from her, I did not have the right to have any relationship with a girl in the human world. But one day at a funeral service, I met a girl who was my girlfriend before I was with Helen. And while we were still there at this funeral, I spent the night with her. And when I went back home, I found the girl that I had left at the funeral in my room. When I saw her in my room, I told her, "What are you doing here? I left you at the funeral, how did you manage to come here?" She did not answer, and I went on and said, "I have a wife who is really wicked, if she finds you here, she will kill you." She said nothing, I turned my back on her. And afterwards she began to cry, and she told me, "Darling, have you forgotten me?" When I turned over, I looked at my bed, and it was not that girl anymore, but it was Helen. And 2 days later, the girl died. It was Helen who killed her. I would like to draw the attention of young girls, especially those who have the bad habit of changing men as one changes clothes on the body. If you do not give up this way of doing things, if you continue with your dissolute life, you will certainly come across a Satanist, and that day will be the end of your life. Satanism and magic are not written on one's face. So be very careful. After this incident, one day, I found a letter on my table, in which one asked me to go to India. I went to see my master, and I explained to him what had happened to me. He responded by saying, "As your master, I have nothing to do for you. You will have to go to India to be punished. If you survive, it's good, and if you die, it's your problem." He who was my master. So I went back and I acted according to the instructions I had received. Short description of what he did before uttering incantations. He continues, "I uttered some incantations, and after that, I went to bed. Shortly after midnight, I felt that the floor and the roof of my house started to shake. A few minutes later, I saw a smoke coming from the roof. And the smoke came down in the circle I had drawn. Then the smoke took a human appearance, it was a man. He invited me to join him in the circle. I agreed, but I told him, 'Before I join you, you will first give me your name.' He told me, 'I'm Dr. Krishna, I am among the Indian divinities. I was sent specially to take you and lead you to India. I had to go to India to be punished. Yet it was really an opportunity to give my life to Jesus. One told me, "Go to India to be punished." And I agreed to make this trip to be punished. All this because I was bewitched. You know, bewitched people do not reason well. So when I joined him, I hugged him, and both he and I were thrown into a large temple. Lucifer has only 3 temples in the whole world. The first temple is in Great Britain underground. And it is there that the governor of Lucifer stays, the one that coordinates activities within pernicious sects and churches of Satan. It is there that you find the board of censors that releases brochures as well as diabolic books like Awake, Watchtower, Spoken Word, Bible Tobe, the Jerusalem Bible, Bible Verbum XXL Cain, New World Translation. The second temple is at the bottom of the water, at the junction of the Atlantic and Indian Oceans. There is a triangle called the Bermuda Triangle. When you go down there in depth, you find a large building with a white color. It is called the White House of Lucifer. And it is there that Lucifer meets with Satanists of the whole world. The third temple is in India. It is called Temple of Doyle. It is there that you find the Prime Minister of Lucifer. But apart from these 3 temples, there are small satanic houses as well as mystical lodges, Rosicrucian Order A Morgue, the Rosicrucian Order of the Golden, Martinist Rosicrucian Order, etc. When one talks about Rosicrucianism, it is a mystical order that has 7 different fraternities. There are houses such as Louis Gilbert, Lombard House, Unction House, even in Nigeria where one shoots the film Karachika with the power of the Prince Talus. So when I was in this temple, there were more than 1,000 people. There, I met many authorities, among whom those of Mobutu who worked in the transitional government. Here I would like to make an important digression. As we speak, Mobutu is chained up in the astral world. He who worked faithfully for the devil finds himself with chains and a large padlock. I will tell you about the organization of Satan's world, and then you will know what happens on the other side. So when I was taken there, I was thrown into a hole that had a depth of 200 meters. When I hit the bottom of the hole, there was a total darkness. And in this hole, there were reptiles, snakes, scorpions. The mission of all these animals was to bite me. This is what one called the place of torture. And I was obliged to keep silent. I did not have the right to open my mouth to express the pain I felt, because if I opened my mouth, it was death that would ensue. And I spent 5 days there. And during that time, in Likasi, my parents were looking for me everywhere. They did not even know where I was. And yet, I was in a hole. The temple in question is a large temple. At the front, there is a large mirror like a big screen. And at every meeting, one must drink the blood of 500 people. And there are Satanists who are chosen to sacrifice their family members. There was a dad I know very well, even today, he is in Likasi, on the Avenue Rwanda. He was among those who had to sacrifice their family members. At his turn, he gave the name of his nephew. He gave neither nails nor saliva nor hair. He gave only the name. And there were servants who had a golden vase, and they put these vases at the bottom edge of the mirror. There were others who had the task of calling the name of this nephew. And there was one who had a golden sword. There were many people. They began to call, and shortly after, the nephew in question appeared on the mirror. There he was bare-chested. Then the man who had the sword pointed the sword at the mirror at the level of the chest, and the sword began to go in. While the sword was going in, at that place, blood was coming out and was flowing in the vase. And when the body was emptied of all his blood, The image disappeared, but the blood remained in the vase. One poured it into small glasses and the servants began to distribute, and we drank it. And after that, one prepared a file. We first started by writing the name, and then one said, "How will he die?" And after some time one said, "He will die by accident." One wrote there, "Circumstances of death, accident." One said, "How long before he dies?" After a few minutes, one said, "2 weeks." One wrote there, "2 weeks." Beloved, when I returned to Likasi, I found this nephew alive, and 2 weeks later, he was struck by a vehicle. I told you at the beginning that there are people whose blood has already been drunk. They live only within the time limit. When the deadline expires, it is death that follows according to the circumstances planned by the Satanists. Another day, I was in Likasi, there was a friend of mine who was a wrestler. He went to Mbujimayi and came back with fetishes. He wanted to challenge me. He joined me at the playground of the secular school and wanted to give demonstrations. When I looked at him, I told him, "What do you want to do? This is for small children. Go and play with people of your level. When you will get home, you will find all your fetishes burned." He denied it and we took leave of each other. He went home, and in the evening around 6 p.m., he came to my place in tears. He said, "Indeed, as you told me when I got home, I found all my fetishes burned." And he was crying, and I went with him to his house. When we arrived at his house, I uttered some incantations, and we renewed what had been destroyed. And when I did that, he was now curious. He told me, "I admit that you are powerful, and I want to be like you." I said, "Really? As you want to be like me, begin by eating a baby. When you will eat a baby, I will take you with me where I always go." So he looked for a baby to eat, without finding one. One day he came to see me and told me, "I have a girl who is pregnant and is trying to have an abortion because the boy who impregnated her ran away." So I asked him how long she has been pregnant. He said, "6 months." I said, "6 months, it is already a fetus. We can use it, you will eat it, and after that, we will go together." And we invited the girl to my friend's house. When we got there, I asked her to undress completely. After that, I subjected her to a magnetic sleep, called hypnosis. And then I invoked a demon called Dead Master, Living Corpse. And from there, I made a surgical operation without lancet on the body of the girl. I removed the fetus, and then I invoked another demon, Dr. Lang, who is the surgeon of the next world. And I put everything in order, I got the girl up, and she returned home without pregnancy. But from that ceremony on, even her fertility was sacrificed, I gave it to Lucifer. She went back home without pregnancy, but barren. We stayed, I took the knife and I cut up the body of the fetus. I told my friend, "Eat." He hesitated, and I said, "But you are the one who wants to be like me. If you really want to be like me, eat quickly." He ate. And when he finished, I now had to invite him to my house. When we were at my house, I invoked Krishna, and Krishna came. And then we were all three thrown. We went to India physically. Once there, because my friend was a new member, they thanked me because I had just brought a new member. But they said to my friend, "As you just joined our group, you must first give us a dear one in your life." After a few minutes, they asked him the question again, and he said, "I give my father." They asked him, "Why your father?" He said, "Because, in the family, he is the one who has already lived for a long time." And then, as usual, he gave the name of his dad. Those who were responsible for calling began to call. They called this dad, but the mirror remained as it was. They called so many times that they were even tired, but the mirror remained intact. So we wondered, "Why is that? Why?" They asked the question to my friend. They said, "But your dad, is he a member of a secret society? Is the member of a mystical house?" He said, "No. My father knows nothing about witchcraft, he does not even know magic. So who is he?" He said, "My father is just an elder of the church." They said, "An elder of the church? Thus he is a Christian?" So when we were there, when one told us that we had to deal with a Christian, we did everything possible, because if a Satanist manages to capture a Christian, Lucifer will give him a lot of money. In order to kill only one Christian, Lucifer is capable of killing even 1,000 pagans. Because only Christians escape his control, only Christians destabilize the works of Lucifer. So we started to call. And this time they told us, instead of letting only the people responsible for the calls call, we must all join them, all of us, more than 1,000, were now obliged to call the name of only one dad. So we started to call. We called many times, but the mirror remains intact. So as we were still calling, instead of that dad appearing on our mirror, there was just a cross. And as we were still calling, there was blood on the cross. And when the blood began to flow, the mirror broke and all of us who were there were all hurled to the ground. So when we got up again, everyone was saying to my friend, "What has just happened here is because of you. I do not even know if they have already replaced that mirror." So they condemned my friend. They took a poison, gave it to him, and told him, "This time your dad will die, whether he likes it or not." They gave the poison to my friend and said to me, "As it is you who brought this guy here, you will go with him to monitor the progress of this operation, which consists of poisoning this dad." Back at Likasi, we went to my friend's place. It was at Camp AK. When we arrived there, they served us food, we ate, and after that, the mum and the others went out. We stayed in the living room, and on the big table, there was dad's meal. The dad was still at work. There were only the two of us, and when they put the meal on the table, my friend took the poison. I saw it with my own eyes. He went and put it in the condiments of his father's meal. And at around 5 p.m. his father arrived and greeted us with joy. He went into his room, changed clothes and came back to the living room. He sat down to eat and before eating, he prayed. When he prayed, he mentioned the name of Jesus. And where we were, we said, "Today, that Jesus, nothing will happen, he will die today." His father started to eat. And that day, he ate everything, both fufu and condiments. Even as I am speaking to you, this man is still alive and works in Likasi at Jekamines even today. So because my friend had been given a deadline of 1 week, when the deadline expired, they struck him by the spirits of death. I was living near Kampot, and from there, they contacted me and told me, "Go and finish him off. Beloved, with the devil friendship does not exist, there is only hypocrisy. Friendship is what we find only in the Lord Jesus." I went there, behind his house there were toilets. It was 7:30 p.m. I laid down on the ground, I concentrated, and then I took the form of a snake. I started to crawl, I went into the house, I found my friend on the floor. He was bleeding, blood was coming out of his nostrils, ears and even of his mouth, and when I arrived, I bit him, I infiltrated a venom in his body and I left. When I reached the other side, I took a human form again and I arrived at the door. I knocked, my friend answered and I went in. Once there, I found my friend and I asked him, "What happened?" He said, "One hit me and a few minutes ago, a snake came and bit me." And I asked him, "The snake, where has it gone?" He said, "He went in that corner." So I picked up a piece of wood and I started looking for the snake. It was the snake looking for the snake. You know, the loved, sorcerers, magicians, when there is a problem, they are the first to tell you, "Let's go see this witch doctor." Know that when one drinks blood, one blocks the soul in the world of darkness. But the Bible tells us that if we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are spiritual. These weapons are mighty through God. With these weapons, we are able to go down in the world of Satan, to destroy powers and retrieve souls whose blood has already been drunk, but whose time limit has not yet expired. Testament imposed on many families by Satan. The Lord Jesus will change the testament that Satan imposed on you. The devil has already imposed a negative testament to many families. When you analyze your life well, you realize that there are certain things that your parents lived through and that you too are undergoing. If you are not careful, even your children could undergo the same things you are living through today. That is a negative testament that Satan has already imposed on many families. But if you fear the Lord Jesus, he will bring you in a new testament different from the one that the devil had imposed on you. And if you cling to the Lord, know that, of what you lost, the Lord Jesus will restore twice as much to you. The Bible says in Colossians 2:14, "Having cancelled the written code, with its regulations, that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away, nailing it to the cross." Initiation. I will tell you briefly how I was initiated into satanic practices. In the beginning, I told you that I began to serve the devil when I was 2 months old. It is only with spiritual ears that one can understand that well. When we talk about 2 months, then you are dealing with a baby. And a 2-month-old baby, by himself, cannot go to a witch doctor to ask to be a sorcerer. Beloved, this is to show you that I did not choose to be what I was. But we live in a complicated world. Grace be with you all who have Jesus Christ as Master.